Okay, let's hear the final communication, item 168.
Request of Paige Hendricks Buckner to address council regarding city general funds to support the Portland Development Commission traded sector economic development work.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Paige Hendricks Buckner, and I'm a founder and CEO of Client Joy, and we make gratitude easy by managing gifting for companies. In 2014, my company was chosen to participate in the Startup PDX Challenge, a program that helps diverse startup founders by giving them $15,000, a free office space, mentorship, and a plethora of legal, accounting, marketing, and business advisory services. Historically diverse companies, those started by women and people of color, have struggled to find funding for a variety of reasons. We often hear that we aren't scalable and that we won't make enough money. This program moved beyond those excuses and invested in companies that are creating living wage jobs in our community. And in my experience, the program is transformative. Having previously worked in education and public policy, I had a great deal to learn about building a really successful business. And during the year-long program, we used the funds for a variety of really important reasons. We purchased local products, connected with mentors to receive critical advice, and accessed resources to improve our brand and financial structure. Because our business is deeply rooted in featuring the work of local artisans, the funding provided through the Startup PDX Challenge actually worked its way into local businesses when we purchased products from them. It was an awesome ripple effect that we want to see continue as we scale our business. And while this data is hard to quantify, the most important impact of the programs were the relationships that we formed with the other startup founders. Raph Syrups, Yellow Scope, No App Fee, Society 9, Design Culture Lab, and with love from PDX. We purchased product from each other, learned lessons that were very hard, and taught each other how to use tools that would make us more effective and efficient. Even though the program came to an end last year, we continue to collaborate in really important ways that help our companies scale and be successful. Outside of the business, the challenge has given me the tools to return to the classroom as an educator and bring entrepreneurship to high school students. Last fall, Nitin Rai and Carrie Nayuni at the Indus Entrepreneurs hired me to adapt an entrepreneurship curriculum built by two brilliant, passionate volunteers, Shashi Jain and Suresh Srinivas. Thanks to the Lemelson Foundation, we've brought this curriculum to Benson High School. And each week, I'm honored to work with two incredible teachers, Kayla Stolte and Tim Harishu, to teach their tech algebra class how to think like entrepreneurs. And it has been an incredible experience. Some of the inventions our students have come up with are showing up in global tech shows around the world, and they've expressed that they're improving in other classroom experiences because they feel empowered to fix the problems that they're having in those classrooms. All this magic in the classroom has caused me to wonder, why aren't we teaching how to dream, build, test, and iterate at every grade level and in every subject? What powerful and innovative ideas would sprout out of an environment where students are encouraged to identify problems in their community and build solutions for the rest of their lives? The Startup PDX Challenge has had immediate impacts in the lives of the business owners who've participated and will continue to echo for years to come, and the people who now have living wage jobs because of those companies, the profit margins of the businesses who become vendors, the customers for whom they've solved a pain point, and the students who are now empowered to solve problems. Thank you so much for funding this incredible program.
Thank you.
Thank you to both you and the previous speaker. I'm struck by the emphasis on technology and your work in the classroom. So I have a request that just to tack on at the end of some of your discussions with the students that the city is a good source for technology jobs. I was looking at the gender makeup of various city bureaus, and I noticed that the Bureau of Technology Services is over 70% men. And I know there are a lot of women who are very involved in technology and software development. So just let them know that if they're not interested in the entrepreneur making a million bucks route, if they just want a steady city job that pays good benefits and is a career for 30 years, please have them think about coming to work with us.
Absolutely. And they would really love to have been here, but they're actually on another field trip today. So they'll come visit you another time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Okay, let's take